This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. As usual, I'm going to be talking about coronavirus just a little bit. When will the peak be in existence in the United States? This is what we're looking at right now. Dyer report shows why flattening the curve matters. Well, we understand the curve lines. The question is, how real is it? You know, that's the real question. How real and how serious is this whole thing? And we're not really sensing the love, so to speak, in this whole situation, which I think is something that's, I guess you would say, a little bothersome to some people. I think it is. I think it's bothersome to me. Anyway, so when they talk about the curve lines and so on, you know, we break out the Johns Hopkins, diagram, if you will, the graphic that they've got that so depicts, so strongly depicts what's going on. It's very graphic, of course, and tells about the worldwide die-off, 7,000 people out of 7 billion people. I want you to do the calculation on that. It's a minor number. I mean, every death is major, don't get me wrong. But when you make the comparison to a large number such as 7 billion versus 7,000, it can become a little bit more daunting than what people somewhat realize, right? Anyway, this is part of what's going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of California news and new California stuff and all that good stuff. Aren't you just, I got to say something, that the panic is just all over what you're seeing with Fox News and some of their commentators, some of the doctors they have there. I'm getting a little little, you know, I don't sit here and watch Fox News all the time or CNBC, but they're on, you know. You know, I have to have the information coming at all times, and that just helps me. So there's a numerous sources that are coming into Agenda 21 Radio Studio, and a couple of these people are just whiners, and they have no business out here whining and whining and whining. You know, you get tired of the same, you know, COVID stories. And they perseverate and perseverate. So everything else gets washed away. That's why, you know, it's a very big concern for us at Agenda 21 Radio that the other news is not getting out there. And most of this other news is way more important than what's going on with the panic that's happening, being caused and created by all these newscasts, right? Because they're all saying the same. Everybody's saying the same thing. Isn't that kind of weird? When you have everybody across the spectrum saying the same thing. Right. I mean, it's just something's wrong with the picture. I know everybody says listen, the way we look at it, this is a civil war. It's been a civil war. It's just, you know, now it's becoming more pronounced because the globalists have really shaken the tree here with the coronavirus business. You have to call it up for what it really truly is. Is it a real issue or not? Are there secondary things going to be happening or not? What has been the history so far of the coronavirus? And it's not like you'd see with the flu. I'm saying that again and again and again. So we repete si vous plaît, like my French teacher used to say all the time. Isn't that funny? You think about your teachers in a moment like this. Repete si vous plaît. So you got to kind of get it. You know, in some places are not all the same, you know. We have this whole thing going on. I'm going to read to you. I'm going to pull this up because these are the emails that I get. That I get about the COVID virus business, you know. This is one of the things. Here's one that came in this morning. 8:01. Okay, so 8:01 is literally, 11:01. So that's just 11:01, just a few minutes ago. This is from the Stanford Daily. Stanford Daily. County orders shelter in place. But Julia Ingram says residents of Santa Clara County have been ordered to stay in their homes and away from others for the next 3 weeks, starting at 12:01 a.m. Tuesday. That was this morning. So everybody's sheltering in place. Make sure you take tape and you put it up around all your doors and you seal the doors. Listen, I'll walk you through a shelter-in-place drill because, you know, I used to run these things. I get it. Make sure that everything is sealed up and there's nothing coming in, even air. That'll prevent the virus from coming in. Won't be able to breathe, but that'll prevent the virus from coming in. Anyway, so shelter-in-place on Tuesday as part of the Soviet-wide order spanning six Bay Area counties that aims to slow the spread of the coronavirus. This is how they're getting in the Soviet style of governance, of course. It's the regional Bay Area. Soviet style governance right here, right in front of your face. Communist governance right here, right in front of your face. The order allows non-residents to travel home outside the Bay Area, and Stanford urged those with plans to leave to do so as soon as possible. Get out of town. Get out of town, you guys. The university told students on Friday that if they were not approved to stay through spring break and spring quarter, they must leave by Wednesday at 5 p.m. So tomorrow at 5 p.m., you have to be out of Dodge. Employees who can do their work from home should do so. A letter from Provost Persis Drell. I don't want to say anything about that name. Persis Drell reads, because Stanford is classified as an essential business by the order, for purpose of facilitating distance learning or performing essential functions, those who work in healthcare, student dining, custodial, and police operations may continue to report to work, Drell's letter says. Stanford told faculty that they must extend deadlines for on-final exams for both undergraduate and graduate students, a development from the university's Friday announcement that finals should be made optional for undergraduates. In addition, students who conduct laboratory research were directed not to go into the lab unless their work requires regular attention to maintain the lab's viability, such as liquid nitrogen tank filling or animal support. You got to feed those rats before they're beheaded. And that's what happens to rats, by the way. Lab rats, usually. They do all kinds of testing on them. Then they take out the tissue samples. They tease out things like mitochondria from the muscle cells and from cells. Mitochondrial DNA they're trying to extract. Then they lop off their head. They butcher them. They take their muscles. They grind them all up. And then they put them in centrifuges. And all of a sudden, these mitochondria come out of the cells. It's kind of like magic. So you isolate. I'm bringing you through some. Mitochondria, by the way, are the powerhouses of the cells. Everybody has their mother's DNA from mitochondria. I mean, really. You probably didn't know. X chromosome. Everybody, every male or female, has an X chromosome, and it's always the mother's DNA that's expressed for the mitochondria. I just thought I'd tell you that. With the shelter in place and order just below a lockdown, is users' residence to stay inside but does not forbid them from leaving their homes. My suggestion is move around like you want. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the coronavirus thing going on here, right?
We got this whole coronavirus. I know I'm back on the topic, and I said I wasn't going to go there, but I just a couple of things are happening because I find it very interesting. We have been talking about this curve business, right? When are we going to flatten out the curve? And it just so happens that Fox News has a story on it. Shocking. Shocking. I'm just asking the question we started asking this last week. Hey, things aren't making a lot of sense on that John Hopkins thing. And well, before we get started on the John Hopkins thing, let's go check out the John Hopkins thing. How's that? We'll just check it out. Say, John Hopkins. We know about John Hopkins because we can get the chart for ourselves off the Agenda 21 radio site. Actually, go down underneath the Twitter thing. Here we go again. Let's see if it's been updated. 7,494 deaths now. And the spike, the other locations besides China and the rest of the total world, we're seeing an upward spike like crazy because the rest of the world is getting it. So we're going to see more of a spike, but this spike is going to ultimately level out as time goes on. And, of course, in the United States, 48 deaths in Washington. We could go down this whole triggering thing again. It's not nearly as bad. 187,000 confirmed cases. That hasn't changed. We had 100 or so more reported deaths since the beginning. Okay, so we're looking at this thing. When is the curve going to start to hit? And when is it going to hit in the United States? That's the other thing. The one that they give us here, John Hopkins, is all the countries, by the way, not just the United States. Other locations, this is what it is. Yep, this is 316. And today is St. Patrick's Day. By the way, it's green. Everybody wear green. There's no parades. They canceled everything. Shut her down, okay? Just so the globalists can have a little fun with us. I think it's going to backfire on them, actually. It's like, you know, every one of their attempts to overthrow Donald Trump has backfired. Have you noticed? This is the third one. Is it third? Yeah. Well, yeah, you got Russia. Then you got impeachment. Look, if these guys are willing to do an impeachment to destroy the Constitution of the United States so openly and flagrantly, then you got Chuck E. Schumer. By the way, he's the squealer. Chuck Schumer is known as Chuck the Squealer Schumer. That's a reference to some other further things about what Chucky is doing to avoid jail time right now. Shocking revelations right here on Agenda 21 Radio. It smells of something when I say those words, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, we call him the squealer now. Just live with it, Chuck. You're known as the squealer. Okay, now we got through the Chuck Schumer squealer business. And let's get through this whole thing going on with what's happening with this article. Coronavirus in the U.S., state-by-state breakdown. Okay, they got this for us. Let's see what's going on here. There's a Dr. Oz thing. I don't want to do that. I want to see here's a look at the states impacted by coronavirus. Washington State, 769. New York, 749. California, 431 cases. 174 are non-repatriated, which is interesting. They're from other countries. California, let's see. Massachusetts, 164 cases. Colorado, 135, Florida, 155. Let's just go down here to the least. I don't know if this is, I think they're going case. South Dakota, 9 cases. Arizona, 13 cases. You'd think there's more in Arizona. Retirement?
That's a heavy population there, susceptible population, retired population. Ohio, 37. Arkansas, 16. Rhode Island, 20. Hawaii, 7. Vermont, 8. Alaska, 1. Maine, 1. North Dakota, 1. Wyoming, 1. Alabama, 22. Idaho, 5. I mean, West Virginia, nothing. No West, my God, Virginia going on there. There's zero Z, zip. Nada. Not a corona. Not a corona. Dr. Oz. Boy, I'll tell you, all these doctors that are specialists, man, I'm so tired of seeing it's 24-7, these guys and gals. 24-7. Again, there's no flattening out yet, but it's coming. It's coming for the United States. It's going to come a little bit sooner than I think that people realize. Then they're going to say, oh, it's stage two of the virus. Beware of it. People dying of heart attacks and things like that. Could that be the case? I don't know. But right now, I'm not seeing the love that's being generated. I'm just not seeing the love that's there. And I would like to see the love. I really would like to see the love that comes from, you know, people realizing this is a big problem. So we got this whole thing going on in the different... I want to bring their attention to one of the things that was brought up in one of the business report we played from the last hour, the first hour, that a lot of businesses are being absolutely devastated by this right now. And your local mom and pop restaurants seem to be one of the worst hit. There doesn't seem to be any federal relief for these mom and pops. And they're going to be wiped out. And you know, as the restaurant businesses are in New York, there's no provision for these restaurants. And but, you know, here in rural California, there's a lot of restaurants that really the community depends upon because the majors aren't out here. When the majors show up, everybody still goes back to the locals. And, you know, it's the destruction of the mom and pop businesses, primarily restaurants and other franchises that are being done. Because people stay away. Now, right in our area, there is no quarantine. There is no shelter-in-place orders. Restaurants are wide open, yet people are staying away because they, you know, the hegemony of other counties spills over into this one, the thought process and the population. You know, there's got to be some relief coming from Washington. I'm making that pledge that we can make something happen with the multi-billions of dollars that are coming out of this relief package. Should include relief for these businesses. That's just me, but I'm just saying. And we will be going out and enjoying a big breakfast or a lunch today with a whole bunch of people in the restaurants around town. And we think that it's very important to get out in a group and go. And, you know, we're going to do that. Probably 20, 30 people. That would be wonderful. You know, that would be, I know the people who are listening to the radio show, they're going to be there. They're going to be there and they're going to be helping out, they're going to be helping out these people, these businesses, as they should, as we all should. We should be helping out these businesses because at the end of the day, in a month to 2 months to 3 months, if this thing progresses, you know, they could be hanging on just by the few dollars that you drop in there every time you go in. So go out and enjoy it. If you're in a county that's not being affected, go. And if you're in a county that's being affected, go anyway. Go anyway. They're just saying don't be in a crowd. This whole thing that is a problem in some counties is not a problem in others. That's my point. And the sheriffs, there's no hidden agenda in California with the sheriffs from what I understand. I did have a chance to talk to a sheriff last night, a very high-ranking sheriff, and they said, we're not briefed on anything, and no one's told us to enforce anything, and we're not going to until we decide we're going to. That's a constitutional sheriff for you, by the way. In other words, if the governor is giving an illegal order, they're not going to enforce it. And that's the way it is for a constitutional sheriff. Isn't it interesting that West Virginia has no reportable cases of the virus? Just like our county. I mean, of course, I had it. I know other people at the time had it, but it doesn't show up now. Not interesting. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We got more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, so stay with us. And visit our website.
A21R.com. A lot of people are, by the way. They want that news. The good news. You're free to move around the countryside. Stay with us more to come here to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a whole bunch of things going on, and I want to make you aware of it. NewCaliforniaState.com is growing. We have offices in Orange County, soon to be in San Diego County, soon to be in Fresno County. Offices for New California State. Shocking. I know that's shocking for some people to understand, but it's very, very true that we are definitely on the rise. The nation of California fights Trump administration on bus driver brake rules. This is an interesting article. The nation of California says
this is an article. Where did this come from? This came from the Courthouse News. If you want a real treat, go to Courthouse News sometime and read what is going on. It's called CN, Courthouse News, and it's a very interesting thing. Now listen to this. This is Steve Frank put this out today, yesterday, I guess it came out. It says, and this is his title, I love it, Nation of California Fights Trump Administration on Bus Driver Break Rules. Here you go. And California has asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to block a Trump administration decision that prevents the state from enforcing its stricter meal and rest break labor rules for bus drivers. The dispute stems from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration January 21st decision granting an industry's group's petition to find the federal, find the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Act preempts California's labor laws as they apply to bus drivers. The American Bus Association, which represents bus companies, petitioned the administration to block California's meal and rest break laws on January 2019. The group says the state's more stringent requirements undermines existing federal fatigue management rules and requires drivers to take breaks that might be counterproductive to safety. Now, this is an Article 6 of the Constitution amendment issue. Can you see this? In other words, California is superseding federal law by this particular mandate. In a petition filed Thursday, California asked the Ninth Circuit to reverse the January 21 decision. California Attorney General Javier Becerra said in a statement Friday that the decision would result in bus drivers unsafely working up to 10 hours straight without a break. Bus drivers, like all California workers, deserve the right to access basic labor protections, including sufficient meal and rest breaks, Becerra said. The FMCSA's preemption decision threatens the pocketbook of our working families and will make our roads less safe for everyone. Although the administration has legal authority to preempt certain state laws that affect commercial vehicle drivers, the state argues that its meals and rest break rules are broadly applicable workplace standards that do not fall under that category. California workers are generally entitled to a 30-minute break for shifts of 5 hours or more and a 10-minute break per 4 hours of work. The safety regulations allow bus drivers to work shifts of up to 15 hours without a break and can include 10 hours of driving. The agency did not respond to an email request for the comment. Fatigue-related crashes in the United States cost an estimated $109 billion annually, according to a 2015 study by the National Highway Safety Administration. Another study by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety found drowsy drivers cause an average of 328 crashes per year, including 109,000 resulting in injuries and 6,400 fatal accidents. California Labor Commissioner Lucille Garcia Brower said her office has long fought to defend meal and rest periods as part of a basic framework. This decision turns back the clock nearly a century and is detrimental to affected bus drivers, their passengers, blah, blah, blah. The state maintains its labor protection benefits workers in all industries. This isn't the first time Becerra has challenged a Trump administration decision to preempt the state's labor rules for commercial drivers. In February of 2019, he filed a petition asking the Ninth Circuit to overturn an FMCSA decision, finding federal law also prevents the state from enforcing its labor laws for truck drivers. So here goes the battle. Here goes the battle. Nation of California. I like the title. I think Steve Frank has got it right on that one. Uh-oh. This is the first line of cracking that we're seeing here in this one. California is a sanctuary state, but some police aren't following the law, an attorney says. Ah. There you go. People calling. Why are they doing that?
Too many calls going on here. It says here, some are upset that police and other law enforcement agencies are actually enforcing federal laws against criminals. Shocking. Shocking. Let's see where this article came from. I'm shocked at this, right? Oh, this is KQED. California's a sanctuary state, but some police aren't following the law, attorneys say. In a Daily City video obtained by KQED, an ICE agent places chains on Jose Armando Escobar Lopez at a police station as an officer watches. On May 11th, Escobar Lopez, 21, filed a complaint against Daly City, alleging police transferred him to ICE in violation of the state's sanctuary law. Shocking. Which, by the way, I don't think that's going to be in effect, because that was in May. I think there's been some come-to-Jesus meetings about this. In fact, the decision by the court just recently kind of overturns this. In Daly City last spring, police handed over an undocumented construction worker to immigration authorities after a routine traffic stop. The officer did not issue a traffic citation, but instead called U.S. Immigration Customs from his patrol car to report the man. In Laguna Beach, 2018, police arrested a college student on suspicion of driving under the influence. They notified ICE and held him in a cell until two immigration officers arrived at the city jail. They handcuffed him and drove him away. Shocking. Shocking this is happening. Neither man had been convicted of any crimes, and both should have been protected under California sanctuary law, said lawyers representing them. The incidents are among at least a dozen formal complaints alleging police, sheriffs, or jail officers, officials violated Senate Bill 54. Attorneys with the ACLU and Asian Law Caucus, say there could be many more cases. I'd be shocked to find that out. Of course, they have to go back to Mexico or wherever to find them, right? SB 54, known as the California Values Act, limits law enforcement officers' cooperation with federal immigration authorities to cases of serious convicted criminals. Well, how do you know? More than 2 years ago, SB 54 took effect. It remains controversial. This week, President Trump said the federal government will begin withholding law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities and states after an appeals court in Manhattan ruled that they have the authority to do that. Last month, speaking before a sheriff's conference, U.S. Attorney General William Barr announced a significant escalation in the federal government's efforts to crack down on localities refusing to assist immigration officials. Yeah. Some of them have been told directly, ladies and gentlemen, either enforce the laws or you'll be arrested, charged, and imprisoned as a government official in California. Shocking.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's
800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 40 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, we're monitoring everything going on right now with the coronavirus. I know, it's sucking me in. And we got to get more focused on what's really going on. We got a lot of stuff going on, that's for sure. The revelation yesterday that Gavin Newsom has been trying to negotiate a $1 trillion loan. A loan collateralizing much of the property and the assets of the state of California to the Chi-Coms. Oh, hey, we'll just sell California for $1 trillion. He's going to negotiate that deal and walk away, right? Hey, we're good. We got cash flow. Because they're desperate for cash flow in California. They ain't got it. My argument is absolutely true. They ain't got the cash flow. I know that's not proper English. Mrs. Gunn, my English teacher. God, I hated Mrs. Gunn. I get perseverating on my 12th grade senior English teacher. Man, I did not like her. I just could not stand her. And I'd write my papers and she'd put F. I'd write my papers and she'd put red marks all over the place. For months I did this. I got a D. The first quarter, I was so angry because I couldn't write. She was so demanding. I couldn't write the way she wanted me to write. I was just so insistent on writing my way. No matter about the misspelling of the words and all the fragmented sentences and all this other stuff. Nah, I was right. I was stubborn. Then Mrs. Gunn. So I got a D- at the semester. I was just angry, but I kept writing anyway. By the time my writing career was done with her after a year, I was getting a C. I ended up with a C, and I was just angry. I put so much effort and so much work into it. Fast forward 10 years. I'm a biology teacher. I've required of my students to write a thesis. At the end of each semester, they had to write a thesis about a scientific subject. To show an experiment, test it, hypothesis, all that stuff. So I was sitting there correcting them with a red pen. I'm saying, these kids can't write. Man, and I'm just putting red marks. Why did you do this? Why did you say that? Misspelling here, circle it in red. Till one night about 11 o'clock, I'm sitting here looking at the papers. I had several of them out. They all had red marks, and I said to myself, you know, those papers look a lot like my papers when I was a senior, when Mrs. Gunn would mark them all up in red.
And I said to myself, you know what? I love you, Mrs. Gunn. Interesting what you learn in school, isn't it? Sometimes your best efforts aren't even remotely close to being what you could potentially become. So I say thank you to Mrs. Gunn. And I say thank you to my other teachers, too. You know, the one of my teachers, going down memory lane, Cal State Fullerton, Dr. Barish, my genetics teacher. Oh, my God. What a person. What a personality. A ball of humanity. A very energetic lady. Talk about mitochondrial DNA. She had a lot of it. Anyway, good strain for her. I know you got to understand the genetics and what we were talking about, decapitating rats and getting the mitochondrial DNA. I don't want to get into that anyway. Anyway, getting in membrane technology. That's right. That comes down to that. Anyway, Dr. Barish, boy, she was something else. What a genetics teacher. I learned all my genetics from her, even though I took several semesters of genetics work. I just love genetics. And I found out when I got out of college, that was quite a rare commodity as a teacher that I understood genetics so well. Yeah, because genetics, I came out of college in the 70s, early 70s, and really Watson and Crick came out with the gene theory in, what was the name of that book they wrote? I'll think of it here in a second. But they wrote the book, The Double Helix, because they discovered about the double helix and the genome and all that stuff. So that was, I think that was 56 or 57, so you think about it, that's less than 20 years after the whole gene theory really kind of manifested itself when they had evidence of the double helix. I mean, that's why the name of the book by Watson and Crick was The Double Helix. But getting on to that, now I go and start teaching in 72, 73, that's not really that far removed from that book which postulated that theory, which, of course, has become the genetics research of today. So I go into my interviews, the interview where I got my job, but after multiple interviews. By the way, if you're in the business and you want to have a job, you got to have staying power, being told no and no and no and no, and you didn't get the job, no and no and no. Someplace there's a place for you if you stay determined to stay with it. You know, that's just some of the things I learned. But I was interviewed, and in my first interview, it went 3 hours as an interview. And I thought to myself, wow, is this normal to have a, because I was just out of college and I was just looking to get a job, and said, is that normal to have a 3-hour interview? Well, what I discovered, I got the job, and I asked the principal a year later. I said, you know, Mr. Ross, why is it that, I had a 3-hour interview. And he said, because I figured it out, you know, that was abnormal. And they said, well, we liked your presentation about genetics so well that we were just wanting to ask more questions about it. Now, this was the problem. No, and I didn't get it. I was the youngest on a faculty of 90. I was like 23 when I was hired. And I knew genetics. And you see, the next person up from me in the faculty of 90 was a 25-year-old in age, and then you had some people in their 30s. Most of the people were at retirement age in the late 50s and 60s on the staff. I was one of the first young ones that they had hired in a long time. They did not know about the gene theory. And I taught them about the gene theory. I taught the interviewers. That's how I got the job. So you never know what kind of job you might get.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we are back. We are absolutely back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com,
the state of the future.
That's us, the state of the future. So, anyway, we got a lot of things going on New California, and we want to, of course, thank all of you for the wonderful responses that we're getting to our radio show and also the wonderful responses for New California State. It's just absolutely been phenomenal. And like I said, we really do appreciate all of the listeners here on Agenda 21 Radio. And really, really want to say a shout out and thank you to all the citizen journalists who contribute. I've been reading some of the articles and so on from some of our citizen journalists out of Santa Clara County, out of Orange County, out of Florida, and out of Washington, D.C., no question about that, and New York. There's a lot of things going on in New York. Now, we did do a little bit of Portland today. I'm just going to kind of give you a flavor of where, you know, some of the stuff comes from on Agenda 21 Radio. And it's kind of interesting. We have a little outpost in Germany and also in China. Listeners in those two countries. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's just fascinating to me that we have listeners in those countries and other countries that we have a footprint on, which is that we're growing. In other words, of course, Red State Talk Radio, we're just blowing up like crazy, which is what one of the things we love about Red State Talk Radio. We have become the talk monster in all the digital world out there for Red State Talk Radio, and it's steamrolling across the nation right now, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We know that. Alternative media is here to stay, and it's the number one source of the truth out there for all of you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, A21R.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.